Amen. Feels kind of churchy in here.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yep.
Turns out when you brag on the Lord, he likes to show up.
Yeah. Sure.
Hallelujah. John chapter 10 this evening. John chapter 10. I'm nervous as a cat. And y'all pray for me. And I'm like, Brother Aaron, this thing ain't about me. It's about the Lord Jesus. And I tell you what, if we magnify him, lift him up, he'll draw all men to him. And man, whatever you need, I'm glad he's able to supply it. If you need to be saved, you can be saved. Whatever burden you're carrying, I'm glad you can cast it at the feet of Jesus and let him deal with it. Amen. Thank the Lord this morning. Amen. Let's look here. John chapter 10, verse number 14. The Bible said, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and have known of mine. That'll preach in itself. I'm glad I know him, but better yet, I'm glad he knows me. And even though he knows me, he loves me. That blows my mind. Praise the Lord. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, notice this, that I might take it again. Right. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down to myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Let's pray this evening. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for your blessings, God. Thank you, Lord, for meeting with us already. Lord, thank you for the songs, the testimonies, everything that's been done. God, I thank you, Lord, for meeting with us already. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit in this place this evening, Lord. God, I pray that you'd help me, Lord, just for a few minutes this evening, Lord, to preach, stand and preach the Word of God. I pray that you'd give us wisdom and unction and clarity. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to preach in the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost of God. And I pray that you'd help each and every heart in here, each and every person. Lord, I'm glad that you're still able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, Lord. God, we just want to give you glory and honor, Lord. Thank you most of all for your Son. Thank you for the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. Lord, help us, Lord, to magnify Jesus for a few minutes this evening. Lord, we love you. We thank you. If there be one here lost today, God, I pray that you draw them to yourself. Lord, I pray that you save them, get them under Holy Ghost conviction. And Lord, help them see their need for Jesus before it's too late. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Amen. Where do we start? Man alive, there's so much. Turns out when Jesus says stuff, it's really good. Hey, listen, the Bible said never a man spake like this man. Hey, man, I'm glad he's still speaking today. Praise God. I'm glad we got a Bible that we can turn to. Hey, whenever I ain't feeling like I'm saved, I can go to the Word of God, and instead of the feelings, I can look at the facts. Hey, that I'm saved. Hey, not from what I've done. Hey, but the Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I don't know about you, but I am persuaded in whom and I believe. I'm persuaded he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. And I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor present, anything present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Jesus Christ. Hey, I won't tell you something. I'm glad what Jesus done for me, and I'm glad of what he said right here. I want to tell you something this morning. Jesus is good at taking some stuff. And notice this in verse number 17 again. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. Can I tell you something? No, you can't kill God. There ain't no way, friend. Hey, but Jesus said, I will lay down my life. Hey, and I'm glad he done it for everybody. Hey, God committed his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But can I tell you something? Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Hey, that if Christ did not raise from the dead, this all would be useless. Hey, the morning service this morning would be useless. Fellowship supper would be useless. Singing these songs and trying to uplift Jesus and give our testimonies, it would be useless. But I'm glad Jesus rose again. Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus conquered death, hell, and the grave. And I want to tell you something. He done it by taking something. So I will preach on this thought this evening. Jesus can take it. Jesus, he can take it. He can take it. What do you mean, preacher? Well, he's pretty good at taking on Satan. Hey, let me tell you something. Judas Iscariot, that old devil, that old dog. Hey, listen, the Bible said that Satan entered into the heart of Judas Iscariot. And man, they went in the Garden of Gethsemane and betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, and the chief and the captains and all of them, they come up there with Judas. Hey, and Judas said, they gave him a kiss on the cheek and said, "This is him." And let me tell you something. Jesus looked at them and said, "This is your hour. And the power of darkness."
That's what he said.
Hey, things look gloomy, Brother Aaron. Oh, right before Calvary. Hey, things look gloomy during Calvary. Hey, listen, it might have looked like Satan had won the battle. Hey, listen, you read over in Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 15, that first promise of a Messiah that would come and bruise the head of the serpent. Hey, let me tell you something. The devil ain't stupid. Hey, he's pretty good at doing what he does, and he knows the scripture more than about anybody. But I won't tell you something, he couldn't win the victory. There's no way he could win. Hey, and he took on Satan. And the Bible said this in Revelation, Brother Kevin. Hey, Jesus said this: "Behold, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore." Hey, he's able to take on all the fiery darts of the wicked. He's able to take on the principalities and the powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. Hey, whatever goes on, you know Jesus is still in control.
Oh, yeah.
He can take it on. It don't matter who's in office. Jesus is on the throne. Amen. Hey, and I tell you what, I'm glad he's stronger than Satan. But here's why I want to get to this too. I'm glad Jesus can take our sin. You know, 1 John said this. He was manifested to take away our sin. Amen. It's getting big in my heart, Brother Kevin.
Yeah, me too.
I will tell you something. You couldn't get rid of your sin. I mean, it's just clothed. I mean, it just stuck on you. Hey, like a hair in a biscuit. Hey, listen, you couldn't get rid of it. There ain't no way you could. Hey, the good works and all the church going and all the doing this and that, that wouldn't get you nowhere. But I'm glad. Hey, and he told the church of Colossae, hey, all those ordinances that was contrary to us, he took it out of the way. Took it out of the way. Nailed it to his cross. And I'm glad what I was, hey, what I used to be, it's now covered by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Took it. You know what he done with it? Cast it.
Yeah.
He took it and then cast it as far as the east is from the west. Yeah. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
Person, if you're saved, you know where your sin is. Gone.
Yeah, brother.
Gone.
Yeah.
Because Jesus took it. Took it. Nailed it to his cross. Thank the Lord. Hey, Jesus can take away our sin. Like this, Jesus can take our sorrow.
Oh, yes. What about that?
This is going to be short.
Preach.
Let me tell you something. Over in the Garden of Gethsemane,
glory to God.
Jesus was praying, "Not my will, but thine be done."
Yes, yes.
And the Bible said that there was sweat coming down his face and down his cheeks. As it were, great drops of blood.
Right.
And the Bible said that he prayed in an agony.
Yeah.
And Brother Dustin, you know that's the only mention of agony in your Bible.
That's right.
The only one time is when Jesus is in Gethsemane. And man, he is distressed. I don't know about you, but sometimes my mind just gets messed up. Sometimes I just get to thinking weird thoughts. Hey, but I'm glad he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hey, God wants you to have your right way of thinking. Hey, and you're able to have that if you're saved. But yet there's still times, Brother Shannon, I get messed up and I think things I shouldn't. And Brother Aaron, I get to
doubting. God, are you going to do this? God, do you hear my prayer? Hey, and he was in agony. But I like what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest.
Right.
Take.
Right.
See, he takes some things, but you know what we got to do too? Take some too.
Yeah.
Take my yoke upon you.
Yeah.
Brother, come here real quick. If you don't mind getting under my stinky armpit. Y'all know what a yoke is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Going the same direction.
Yep.
Carrying a load.
Oh, yeah.
Plowing. Can I tell you this? I like when getting yoked up with Jesus is a good thing.
It's a big deal. Big deal.
And can I tell you, when you get yoked up with Jesus, you're not carrying an equal load.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Paul said this, I'm weak.
Yep.
He's strong.
But I'm weak.
Amen.
He is well able to carry that load. And listen, when you're walking, I don't know about you, but sometimes I got to just have Jesus pick me up.
Amen.
Hey, because I can't walk another mile. I can't walk another step. Hey, and I'm glad my burden and water we're carrying together. Hey, he's well able to carry it. It don't matter how big. It don't matter the small. It don't matter the circumstance. Jesus can take your sorrow.
Amen.
Does it hurt sometimes? Yeah. But you know what? You'd get crushed if it wasn't for Jesus.
You're right. You're right.
What's a shame is some people, some Christians, some saved people, they get crushed because they're trying to carry it themselves. Don't carry it yourself. Don't carry it. Casting all your care upon him. Why? Because he cares for you. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Hey, let me tell you something. I don't understand how Jesus could care for a speck of dirt such as I.
You're right.
I'm glad he cares.
Yeah, me too.
We have an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. There ain't nothing Jesus never went through that he don't know about. He knows what you're going through. Hey, listen. There might be times you try and go to Brother Kevin or any of these other preachers in here, and they might not have the answer. They might not know what to do. They might not have the ability to help you, but Jesus can take it. He can take every burden, every care, every sorrow if you just give it to him. Just give it to him. Amen. Jesus can take it. Lastly, I'm reminded in 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
Oh, brother.
You know what Jesus can do? He can take your small.
That's right. Hallelujah. Good.
You think, preacher, I can't do much for the Lord. Well, that's all right.
Don't have to. Right.
I mean, they was trying to do all the mathematics in their head. Jesus, inflation's crazy. Don't you know about this? We can't pay $5 for Marita bread, Jesus. Come on. But there was just a little lad. 5 loaves, 2 small fishes. And you know what? He was willing. Here's the thing. He was just willing.
That's it.
Just willing. I'm convinced of this. Brother Dustin, the reason why people don't have power of God like they used to is just simply because they're not willing. They're, just give God what you have. Because here's the thing, God gave you that to begin with. Hey, don't be like that one that took his one little talent and dug it under the earth and didn't do anything with it. Do something with God, what God has given you. Just be willing to do it. Hey, whether your family, hates you or whatever. How many people's ever been embarrassed to wave a hand in church?
Oh, brother. Sure.
Heart about to beat out of your chest. Just, Lord, speaking to you. Holy Ghost saying, hey, why don't you just tell people I'm good? And you say, I'm not going to do it.
Right. Go ahead.
It might just be God use that for somebody.
Yes, sir.
You just got to be willing. Be willing. Be willing. Here's the thing. Jesus Christ was willing. Oh, one that's the God of all glory, the one that spoke everything to into existence, the one that carries every burden in your life, the one that saved your soul. Why wouldn't we be willing to do something for Jesus? He can take what little we got. But Kevin, we was talking about it on the way over here.
Yeah.
I remember when me and my wife first started dating, I remember Brother Greg held revival. I guess it was over there. Y'all was redoing the sanctuary or something.
Yep. Fellowship hall. Yep.
And revival's in the fellowship hall.
Yeah.
And there were still this many people.
Right.
Talk about a sauna, praise God.
Right.
I think that's what Jude was talking about when he said saving others with fear, pulling them out of the fire. Let's turn the heat up and let's get in here like sardines and just see what God does. Right. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then we got to talking about how God's blessed this church. And then Irma looked at me and she said, I wonder if they're expanding again. You are? Here's the thing.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
A lot of times we get focused on the end result. What's the outcome? Instead of just focusing on just being willing vessels. Look what God's done around here. Ain't it a blessing?
Yeah, brother.
People getting saved?
Yep.
Expanding? I know it ain't about numbers.
Right.
But let me tell you something. People, if you're willing, God will use you.
Yes, sir. Thank God.
Don't be afraid to go out on a limb for God.
Right.
Don't be afraid. Let me tell you something. Jesus can take what little you've got and do something magnificent with it. We just got to trust him to take it.
Yes. Yes.
Whether it's taking on principalities and powers, taking your sin. If you're lost, Jesus, he's the only one that can take your sin.
Right.
Your sorrow, listen, don't hang on to that. Let Jesus take it.
Yeah, brother.
Spring it up and say, Jesus, I'm done with this. You know, all y'all that's had children had a little toy break.
Yeah.
You know what'll happen when my boy? He'll come up and say, Daddy, fix this toy for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'll do? I'll try my best to fix that toy. But you know what happens? A lot of times he likes to still hold on to it. And I can't work with it the right way if he's still holding on to it. How many times do we come up to an altar and cry crocodile tears and say, Lord, help this from me. Take it away from me. And get two pews down and say, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do about this. Lord, I don't know. Give it to him. Just let him take control of it. Say, Lord, I'm done worrying. I'm done. Take it. And he's glad to take it. And you're small. Let me tell you something. Don't ever think what you do for God is insignificant.
That's right.
For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain
in the
Lord.
Right.
Steadfast, unmovable,
always
abounding in the work of the Lord. If you're a janitor for this church, you clean it with everything you got.
Yes.
If you got a mouth that won't hush, talk about Jesus.
Amen.
Just keep on going.
Yeah.
Talking about the goodness of God. If you can sing, sing for God's glory.
Right.
Hey, whatever you do, do it unto the Lord with all your heart.
Amen.
Everything. Just let Jesus take it and see what he'll do with it. He'll do amazing things. He'll do amazing things. Amen. Brother Kevin, I'm done. You come on. I'm the Lord.
Whoever's going to get a song.
Bless you, preacher.
Amen. Let's stand and read off on your heart. But listen, he'll take it if you'll leave it. Thank God you bring it to the Lord. Ask the Lord to do something. I'm going to pray. I don't know what you need to do. You do whatever you need to do. Listen, Don, if you're just going to come sing.